Right now, we're going to welcome in Hector, BJ, Amber, and Burgundy from the Cedar Room in North Platte. Good morning, guys. Good to have you in the studio.
Good morning.
Now, we know that the Valentine's Day holiday quickly approaching, and guys, you were telling us that it's quickly filling up, too. A few more slots available for folks if they want to get their reservations in.
Yes, sir, Tristan, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that we're going to be serving our menu, our Valentine's menu, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. that day. We have slots in front of 4 p.m., so 11 and 4 p.m. we have some openings yet. And then also, the weekend through Saturday and Friday, we'll have that deal, right? So if Sunday doesn't work for you, just know that Friday and Saturday are also available for the Valentine's menu.
A lot of opportunities to celebrate the holiday.
Absolutely. We always make sure, you know, that we try and do our special show at the weekend, so that way there's more than one day you guys can come in and get it and try it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and even more so this year with Valentine's Day falling on a Sunday.
Exactly.
A little trickier, so... And what will we have behind the bar this coming Valentine's
Day?
Oh,
boy. We've got an exclusive Valentine's Day cocktail menu. There's going to be about 12 different just Valentine's Day drinks.
Oh, wow.
Ranging from sweet to more warm, forward alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
So we've got a full menu that will be on each table for just the bar.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Tristan, Amber come up with if you like those cordials, those cherry chocolate covered cherries, with a cocktail that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's delicious.
You thought you liked the Christmas cookie, this one you'll just like down. It's
gosh.
Like, oh my God, it's very good.
Yeah, we've got some fun ones out, so.
I think if I had to pick a favorite that I've tried off the maybe half dozen or dozen I've tried, the Christmas cookie might be at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good. I've not had a bad one yet. I've not had one I don't like, but the Christmas cookie might take the cake.
Yeah, right. Come have a chocolate-covered cherry and...
Yeah. Might give it a run for its money.
We'll see what you think.
All right. Challenge accepted.
Yep.
Now, ahead of that Valentine's Day holiday, BJ, we have some big celebrations coming up this Tuesday for Fat Tuesday.
Yes, for Fat Tuesday, what we're going to do is we have actually ordered in a backdrop. So we'll have photo ops for everybody that comes in. We're going to supply beads for everybody until they run out. Also, Mardi Gras masks. If you have your own mask, come on in. We have the backdrop. Just to celebrate Fat Tuesday, just something different that we feel will be exciting for the restaurant and the whole city to enjoy.
Yeah, this is exciting.
We'll, for lunch and dinner that day, we're going to have gumbo and po' boys for lunch.
Fitting.
And then the Cajun boil with boudin balls for
appetizers
dinner.
Appetizers. Yep. We'll do the boudin balls. We'll have the Cajun boil back, which always goes over well.
Yeah, it's very, very popular, so...
I like how this is fitting, too, for the Fat Tuesday holiday and bringing a little bit of New Orleans here to North Platte.
Of course. You know, our intent all along was to celebrate the different holidays, to have something or some place for folks to go here in North Platte and just kind of keep it fun and exciting, not only for ourselves, but then also for the community.
Okay. And Amber, tell us what we'll have on the menu from behind the bar for the mixologist. What will you guys be mixing up for Fat Tuesday?
So we're going to have a few like cognac forward cocktails. Cognac is a French brandy. So I have a Vieux-Carré, a Brandy Krusta, a Sazerac, and a Queen of Mardi Gras drink. So they'll all be really fun, different drinks that I'm sure nobody around here has tried.
Yes.
So they're going to be really, really fun to make.
Extremely unique, too, because this isn't something you're going to be able to pick up at Walmart and then make at home.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. We've actually special ordered a couple of liqueurs just for these specific drinks, so...
And some of these liqueurs are really hard to find, and it's like, oh, my, and they're expensive. I was
really?
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Right. So yeah, it's going to be really fun behind the bar that night, too. We'll have our regular drinks, but then, try a different drink if you're so inclined. We'll have at least four different cocktails just for Mardi Gras.
Wow. Awesome.
Yep, and the Sazerac is one that's on our standard menu, but one of the classic cocktails that we have on our list. It's a very nice, very warm, with a finish of like of anise tones to it. It's a delicious cocktail that a lot of people don't know about, you know. But okay. once they try it, they're like, oh my God, this is my new favorite.
Where's
you know?
This been all my
yeah,
life?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's a great cocktail.
All right.
Definitely.
Anything else you guys want to hit on this morning while we have you in the studio?
Well, you know, after Fat Tuesday, you know, we have St. Patty's Day, right? So
yeah, last week, a little corned beef and cabbage on
that's
the menu.
That's exactly right,
yeah,
right. With absolutely. Soda bread, yep. Okay. And then I'm sure the ladies will come up with some nice green cocktails
for
us.
There'll be some green behind the bar.
We'll get some Guinness in, do the whole thing.
Yep,
so.
Some black and tans, some black yeah. and blues, that kind of thing. So that'll be really fun for us that day, too. So, yep.
A run of exciting holidays, and then I think... Shortly after that exciting run of holidays, we get into your first year anniversary, right?
Yes.
It's quickly approaching.
Well, in July, yeah.
July 15th.
July 15th.
July 15th will be the big day.
That was the day we opened the door. Then.
Yeah. Is there anything that you guys are thinking about here several months in advance for that big anniversary?
You know, something.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Thanks for the reminder. Something we've never done yet, and we've been approached about it many times, is our ribbon cutting.
Oh, yes. You've been on the list.
Maybe we should do that.
Yes.
Eventually.
The pandemic changed the ribbon cutting schedule just a little bit.
Right, it did.
Yeah. But like we've always said in the past and in the future, everybody's just been so supportive, and we've been just so busy with the customers, which we love. We've really hadn't had the time to do or even stop to think.
Yeah, when do you do it?
Yeah.
Might have to do it on a Monday.
Right, we've talked about it. So,
well, have you saved that first dollar that you guys made?
No.
Oh, it's
long. Yeah, that was bad.
It's expensive to run these things.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you needed that dollar.
People right? said, oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's like, oh, okay. Here we go. But no, it's been a great run thus far. And I think for our year anniversary, we'll have a really nice celebration. Hopefully by that time, it's nice and warm. And
and
we may, I don't know, do a little bit of a street party or something. I don't know yet. You know, so
it's spitballing here.
Yeah.
Might
so
have
I think it'll
cutting.
Be fun. Yes.
Right. Right.
Just kind of have a grand old celebration, you know. One, to celebrate the business, and two, to honor the community that's really helped us out.
Yeah, now that downtown's open in full force, when you guys opened, it was still closed a little bit. So,
oh
be able
God.
To celebrate in full force.
We didn't
have
a street.
Yeah. Had to do a little bit of walking to get
yeah.
in the building.
Just a little.
Yeah.
It didn't stop people. Didn't stop
No,
it did not.
Which is really amazing for us.
Which was great.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, guys, we do need to wrap up and encourage folks, make that reservation for the Valentine's Day holiday, and come on in Fat Tuesday as well this coming Tuesday.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Don't forget reservations, 308-532-4825. That's the only way you can make it for Sunday's reservation.
Okay.
The way our system's set up. But for Friday, Saturday, if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day then, you can go right onto our website and do the reservation system right there as well.
Awesome. Well, guys, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio, and we'll see you on Fat Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.